Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. President Barack Obama, in his first speech to Congress yesterday evening, said subsidies to multi-million-dollar farms are wasteful and called for an end to them. He did not say how much money would be saved by the step or how it would be structured. The proposal echoed a leading point from his presidential campaign. In remarks prepared for Congress, Obama said the White House has identified $2 trillion in wasteful and ineffective spending, including unneeded direct payments to large farms. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned yesterday that unless government efforts succeed in restoring financial stability, the nation's recession may not end this year. Bernanke told lawmakers that the sharply shrinking economy was at further risk from mutually reinforcing weakening growth and financial market strain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now at 72.59, is down 91 points. The NASDAQ at 14.23 is down 18. And the S&P 500 at 8.63 is down 10 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 10th for the 2009 All-Day Agriculture Outlook Meeting. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting, the Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investment Services, and L&M Commodities. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and South American weather. First off, dry weather across Argentina yesterday, and more of the same expected all the way into the early portion of the weekend. We do expect to see some showers and thunderstorms develop late Saturday, increase across the nation of Argentina on Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday of next week. The wettest days impacting the majority of the nation at one time or another. Rainfall of a third of an inch to a full inch, with local amounts up to 2 inches, will result in the greatest amounts once again occurring in the heart of the soybean country. The next weather system has weakened, according to the computer models, on the 6th and 7th of the month of March, and then a bigger system is expected now to push into the area on or around the 10th or 11th. Moisture stress will continue into Saturday in unirrigated areas of La Pampa and for the southern two-thirds of Buenos Aires. Drought remains serious and has no chance, very little chance for any relief there. Rain that falls in much of the nation over the weekend and into early next week will maintain good summer crop conditions in the heart of Argentina. That will produce short-term bouts of improvement in some of the drought-stricken region, but follow-up precipitation in southern Argentina later next month, should help to restrict further declines in the crop condition and in the production potential. Temperatures are expected to be quite warm over the next several days, highs in the 80s and lower to middle 90s, hottest conditions Friday and Saturday, and then the cooling will start to occur as that frontal system moves in and brings the rain to the area. And temperatures are expected to drop back to around normal for this time of year into early next week. As far as Brazil, again, they had net drying across portions of eastern Mato Grosso do Sul and northern São Paulo through Minas Gerais to Bahia. Little or no rain of significance was reported. Much of Rio Grande do Sul was also dry, except in the north, where they did pick up about an inch or a little bit more than an inch of rain. The overall weather pattern across Brazil, it looks like a high-pressure system is going to build across the central and northeastern portion of the country during the coming week. That will suppress rainfall in many areas from the heart of the center-south production areas into Bahia. Situation will be great for the advancing crop maturation and support the early harvest progress. Meanwhile, rain is expected to fall more frequently in the far southern portion of the country, with timely precipitation also impacting Mato Grosso. Scenario is expected to be mostly favorable, although some interior south locations may be a little too wet for a brief period of time, and there may be some localized flooding. As far as the U.S. weather, well, we're having a little bout of milder temperatures now, but colder air is expected to push back in, and then we will be on a we'll see a frequent pattern of precipitation across the Corn Belt over the next couple weeks. Southwestern Corn Belt will probably have the area that the least amount of precipitation, and parts of the region, southwestern Corn Belt that is, are actually expected to experience some drying. Precipitation has been lighter than usual in that region, and during the past several months, as a good seasonal warming occurs, soil moisture may quickly erode. The winter wheat crop will need greater rain to maintain its best possible production potential as it comes out of dormancy and its water requirements start to increase. The delta in the southeast, southern areas of the delta into southeastern Georgia, we'll see net drying through the next week. Seasonal warming again starting to push into that area. Soil moisture in the region will deteriorate, and rain will be needed soon to support early planting and the winter wheat development in the southeastern states. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 558 and a half, up 5 1/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. May 562 and a half, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 1/4. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opened at 517 and a quarter, up 2. Last trade up 3/4. July 537 and 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade up 1/2. March corn opened at 354 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 1 3/4. July 372 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 1 1/2. December 394, down 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/4. March beans open at 880 and a quarter, down 3/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. July 888 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 4 1/4. November 839 and a half, down 1/2. Last trade up 3. March soybean meal opened at 278.50, down 30. Last trade up 90. March soybean oil opened at 30.51, unchanged. Last trade up 24. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Doesn't look like there's a lot of rumor for the Gist mill, at least in terms of the opening today.
Well, essentially, it's going to be about the economy, Dave. It's going to be about the economy for a long time, and probably economies, as the world is probably in just as dire strait as we are. And as we're seeing the openings on the stock market this morning, obviously Obama's speech was not received very well by business, and we're down almost 100 points on the Dow and quite a bit on the S&P and the NASDAQ. So having said that, I would have to say that, you know, we had a higher call coming out early this morning. I think that may change. I think we may look at something a little more negative. Also, we've had a few cargoes of beans canceled by the Chinese right now, and I think maybe we might be running up against their reserve needs. Actually, they've been buying to fill their reserve over the last few months and buying heftily, and we've outpaced last year, so that may be coming to an end. It all remains to be seen. I think it's about the economy. You got to keep your eye on the dollar, keep your eye on oil, keep your eye on the stock market, because that's going to dictate what prices are going to do with grains.
What is the think tank over at Strategic Farm think about the S&P and where it might be in another 2 months?
I'll tell you what, Dave, it's a crapshoot. We're going to have to get some belief in our president and the administration before we're going to go anywhere. And right now, everything that is coming out is obviously not being well received by business. And you're going to have to get a confidence factor built there. And right now, throwing money at it does not seem to be the way they think it should be done. So until that changes, or until they come to a meeting of the minds, we're going to continue the way we are.
you know, if you start looking at the charts and on the S&P and do retracements from the 87 low to the 2007 high, you come up with 717 at the 61.8 level. And that's a level that we're close to off this double bottom that we had late last year and then just yesterday. So I guess I'm wondering if we break this 717 level to the downside, trying to take it back to the grains, what is it worth?
Well, you know, Dave, I've been a raging bear for about 2 months now, and I've taken a lot of heat for it. But I'm still thinking that by this fall we'll probably see a 2 in front of corn, and possibly, I hate to say a 6 in front of beans, but I think it's entirely possible because right now I've seen a study that Okesh Greenbids did on planting corn versus beans, and beans are far outrunning corn as far as profitability is concerned. Having said that, you have to sell those beans now to have the same economic situation. So, you know, if we wait and don't sell beans until down the road, we may be looking at something entirely different as far as profitability is concerned.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Bye.
Tom Mann, he's with Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.